It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Minions and Monsters, and unlike the last few Despicable Me entries, this one is the best installment in years. It takes us back to the roaring 20s when the Minions find themselves in Hollywood and become major stars in the silent movie era, until the talkies come in and nobody likes their Minionese language. So their only recourse is to make a monster movie, and using a wizard spellbook, they summon up Cthulhu. But he's as big as Scrappy-Doo, green as Mike Wazowski, and his name Goomy. He's voiced by Trey Parker, the co-creator and star of South Park, and the voice of Balthazar Bratt in Despicable Me 3, and he wants to dupe them into thinking he wants in on their passion project. The celebrity voices are entertaining, and yet they never upstage the Minions. They include Christoph Waltz as an ambitious director, Jesse Eisenberg as a Day the Earth Stood Still robot, Zoe Deutsch as a suffragette girlfriend, George Lucas as himself, and Jeff Bridges doing two voices as twin studio heads. Instead of relying on the Minion slapstick to sell Minions and Monsters, it allows them to have fun with the movie-making genre and have a crossover appeal for both kids and adults. There are a number of movies that you might be reminded of, like Sunset Boulevard, Singing in the Rain, Cats Don't Dance, or Monsters vs. Aliens, and you'll definitely have fun seeing some Charlie Chaplin and Harold Lloyd caricatures. I think maybe this is the kind of Minion movie I've been looking forward to for years because of how they're able to try different things, and through its bright and colorful animation, there's plenty of fun and bananas for both targets, so see it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!